It's Thursday, January 6, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. PC sales up, as job quit numbers are also up, and how it all relates, and Theranos CEO found guilty of wire fraud, and why small tech companies care. This is the Business of Tech. A bit more on the ever-changing post-pandemic landscape for the workplace. The Wall Street Journal covered the demand for the desktop PC. It's back. In 2021, demand jumped, expected to be about 7% higher per IDC data. Of course, laptops are hotter, with 2021 expected to be at 15%, down from the 29% surge in the first year of the pandemic. Of course, managers may not be working there. Per data from Oracle NetSuite, the average manager is now working 49 hours a week, while the average executive works 48 hours a week, and the average worker is working 46 hours a week. According to the survey, a full 60% of managers said they are spending more time on hiring than in 2019. According to the survey, burnout is a concern, and managers have been hit hardest. Roughly 37% of managers say it's a key reason they would leave their job, and 47% of managers are considering quitting for a less demanding job because of burnout. That's compared to 28% of executives and only 13% of workers who said they were worried about burnout, and only 9% of workers who consider quitting without having a new job first. Tech Republic and The Information ran very similar pieces, all discussing how the office won't go away, but will look different. Do we really need offices? The answer seems like yes. It just won't be like before, and no one is entirely sure what that means. Finally, let's hit on that quit rate. November data to consider, 4.5 million quit their jobs in November. While food service and retail are notably high, so are professional and business services at 3.6%, above the overall quit rate of 3%. Despite being slightly down, job openings are still higher than at any point before the pandemic. The data also shows fewer layoffs and otherwise discharged employees. Why do we care? As someone who loves talking about the future of work, I want to acknowledge it's because of the uncertainty, not because I have an answer. That was the takeaway for the two stories I mentioned. There isn't one answer. Remember that. The power dynamic leans towards the employee right now. The job quit data was notable to me because it would be easy to dismiss the quits as just service industries. It's professional services too, coming in above average. So not as dramatic as what is happening in food service, but not to be ignored either. So take that management data. If you're in a leadership position, I'd be very focused on managing the mental health of your people. If they're hard to find and hard to retain, don't burn them out. And recognize burnout might not just be related to what's happening in the virtual office. A jury found Elizabeth Holmes, the founder and CEO of Theranos, guilty of three counts of wire fraud after deliberately misleading investors about the company's blood testing technology capabilities. She's also guilty of conspiracy to defraud investors with her co-defendant, Sunny Balwani. The case was highly tracked in Silicon Valley as a litmus test around the culture of fake it until you make it within investment circles. Why do we care? Society will address clear outliers. There are laws around misrepresentation and protections against specific extreme actions. I'm covering this case in light of a much lesser, not newsworthy kerfluffle on social media about a vendor's offer of a $99 penetration test. Much of the MSP world is aflutter over the use of penetration test, and the response is, it's not really a pen test. This misses the point, but we'll get to that. Why link to the Theranos case? Because misrepresentation can be handled not just by the market, but also by the legal system. Marketing stops being marketing when it crosses certain lines. Holmes pretended to have a technology that didn't exist. This noise from MSPs is different. Is this vendor defrauding anyone? Or just exploiting customer confusion? This offer clearly won't meet certification requirements such as CMMC. Think you can't do anything about it? Well, you can report it to the government if it's crossing that threshold. This vendor is trying to address the actual market need. The vast majority of the market does need a tool that scans all your stuff and configuration and tells you if you're mostly there from a security perspective. I say this repeatedly. As a business owner and decidedly not a dedicated IT guy, there's no tool I can run that scans my accounts and tells me that multi-factor authentication is set up everywhere. There's not something automated to keep an eye on the basics. Every security guy hems and haws about how it needs to be complete and it's hard and it's all custom. But as the owner, it would be a huge relief to know that 80% of the basics are done right, which is hard enough on its own. The first group that gets across the line with a $99 offer that's enough will make a ton of money, while the experts stare at their navel saying, oh, you know, it's not good enough. And they will be the ones not sitting on a pile of money. And that's answering a market need, which is very different from fraud. Now, I don't think this solution is the answer to that need, but I understand their business choices, even if I disagree. That's capitalism. And you decide if it's crossed the line into crime. Linode is the alternative to costly and complex cloud providers. Serving nearly a million developers and organizations around the world, Linode accelerates innovation by making cloud computing simple, affordable, and accessible. As the world's largest independent cloud provider, Linode gives its partners the ability to improve margins without sacrificing performance, provide solutions that include 100% human support your customers can rely on, scale on a platform with proven reliability, eliminate vendor lock-in, offer a smarter alternative from multi-cloud management, and design solutions with no pricing surprises. Join the movement to a simpler alternative cloud. Visit linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, Killing It Live, January 19th. Sign up at killingitlive.com, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.